I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're hitting the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 15th, 2014. Our lineup experiences a phenomenon known as the Grammy Bounce, in which songs performed on the Grammy telecast enjoy a sales surge. You'll hear what I mean soon, but let's begin at the beginning, where One Republic retreats two slots to number five with Counting Stars. Where in the world is Ryan Tedder and his crew this week? We'll break out the map when we return. One Republic slips two slots to fifth place with Counting Stars, which never rose higher than second place here on the Hot 100. It hit first place in several European markets, however, so it's not too surprising that One Republic is currently on tour in Europe. This week they're in Italy and Austria, with Slovakia, Switzerland, and Germany coming up next week. We get two new songs this time around, and here's one of them. Jason Derulo and 2 Chainz jump two slots to fourth place with Talk Dirty. The song's a departure for Jason. Details are coming up.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
Jason Derulo jumps two slots to number four with Talk Dirty, featuring 2 Chainz. The normally squeaky clean singer says he knows this song's a little lyrically risque, but it was fun to sing, and listeners love it. It's also his first single to contain a featured artist. Jason says he wanted to establish himself as a solo act before trying collaborations, but feels the time has come to stretch out. Hey, speaking of collaborations, Pitbull and Kesha dip a notch to third place with their former champ, Timber. Pitbull drew a huge assignment for later this year. Stay with me for more.
It's going down, going down, yelling Timber. You better move.
Pitbull and Kesha drop a slot to number three with Timber. Pitbull's song We Are One, Olé Olá, has been selected as the official anthem of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. He'll sing it on June 12th at the opening ceremony in Sao Paulo. Here's your other newcomer and recipient of that Grammy bounce. Beyoncé and Jay-Z rocket from 13th to 2nd place with Drunk in Love.
We'd be all night. The thing I remember is our beautiful bodies grinding off an igloo. Drunk in love, we've been all night. Oh, we've been all night. Oh, we've been all night.
If you watched the Grammy telecast back on January 26th, you remember Beyoncé and Jay-Z kicking off the show with Drunk in Love. This week they roar from 13th to 2nd place. If it goes to number one, and at this rate it should, it'll be Beyoncé's first Hot 100 champ since Single Ladies in 2008. Standing in her way, however, is Katy Perry, who won't go quietly. Not only is Dark Horse number one for a second week, Katy just made history on another Billboard chart. Details are on the way.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Katy Perry spends a second week at number one with Dark Horse, featuring Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia. It's also number one on Billboard's Pop Songs radio airplay chart, and that ties Katy with Rihanna for the most number ones in that chart's 21-year history. They both have 11. So can Katy keep her winning streak alive? It'll be a horse race. Join me next week for another edition of the Top 5 Countdown right here on the Voice of America.